In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We carry palms because we are victors. We carry palms because this is our joy. We carry palms because he is our King. We join the festal procession with those of every tribe, language, nation, and peoples. We march toward heaven in triumph, and nothing, not even the gates of hell, can stop us. These songs are our songs. This King is our King. This joy is our joy. This victory is our victory through our Lord and God and Savior, our King, our Redeemer. We like Palm Sunday. We like the pomp and circumstance. We like the glory, laud, and honor. And yet you cannot have this day if we do not have Good Friday. Hosanna, the crowd sang. Hosanna means Lord save, and save he did. It is why he processes into Jerusalem on this day. He is coming to be crucified. He is coming to die. But how quickly do man's songs of praise turn into bitter cries? How fickle man's hearts and his thoughts. One moment they love him, the next they can't stand to even see him. Very few, if any, understood why they sang this song or carried these branches or laid down their cloaks. Very few, if any, understood the significance of this day, why it had to be today on Sunday, 5 days before the Passover. Very few, if any, knew why he was coming into Jerusalem. Very few did not understand, or very few understood why it had to be at the Passover. Did they make the connection with Solomon's coronation? Were they remembering the prophecy, the vision from Ezekiel, where the glory of the Lord returns to Jerusalem from the east? Did they see this as the culmination of all Scripture, the very heart of their religion? Did they recognize all this significance? Probably not. Then again, do we always get the significance of this week? Do we view Holy Week as the most important week of our year and set aside everything else to celebrate it? And that is no exaggeration, my dear friends. For without this week, we have nothing else. Do we view Holy Week? Do we look forward to celebrating Maundy Thursday and Good Friday as much as we do to celebrate birthdays, wedding anniversaries, enjoy March Madness, or to welcome family into town? We clear our schedule for important games and things of that nature. How much more for the very heart of our salvation? Do we understand the significance of the donkey, the songs, the palm branches, the coats? Do we always get why he was mocked, beaten, and ridiculed? Why he had to stand before Pilate and King Herod. Why he was crowned with thorns, dressed in a purple robe, flogged. Why he received nails, a spear, and vinegar. We know the facts of our Lord's passion, but do we see this week as the culmination of all of history and the fulfillment of all those types, prophecies, and shadows? How could we? We are mortal creatures with finite minds. How could we fully understand all that he went through for our salvation? How can we begin to comprehend the painful agony of enduring an eternity in hell for all people who had ever lived in 6 hours on the cross? And thank God that we will never have to know that. We do not fully understand this week. But faith is not understanding. Faith is trust. So faith looks at this man processing into Jerusalem and sees our King coming for us. Faith looks at that beaten, beleaguered man, bloodied and dirty, and sees our substitute going forth for our salvation. Faith sees him and doesn't try to comprehend all the sorrow and pain he endured, for what mine is great enough, but instead trusts that he had to go through it all for me. It is easy to get caught up in feeling sorry for Jesus. He went through a lot, more than we know. But faith opens its eyes to see a Savior, to see a King, and in fact, to see a victory. As sad and bloody and gruesome as that day is, in him we see our peace. Salvation must be by faith, or else this week does not make sense in the least. If we could help out, even in the smallest of ways, then his suffering would be barbaric, his cross cruel, and his death worthless. And God would be nothing more than a sadistic, cold-blooded killer if it were by works and not by faith. Faith alone makes sense of this week. Faith alone will pick up palms with a joyful song to urge him forward to his cross. Faith alone will sing these songs. For faith alone confesses just how wretchedly inept we are. It's our failures. They're our sins. It's our blatant disregard of God's law and our self-centered view of life. Sure, we love, but only when it's convenient to us, as the number of divorces and abortions testifies. We hide behind this veneer of morality and truly believe that we are good people, better than most. Until we look at our hearts. Until we look at our relationship with God, it was in shambles, far worse, it was non-existent. And we could not restore it in the least. Even now, we would rather stay at home and do chores, or relax, or spend time at work taking care of our job, than attend the service 4 times this week. It seems a bit much. Too much to get the kids out here that late or up that early. And so sleep and relaxation becomes the priority. Thank God that it's not by our works, for not one of us would ever pass. Thank God it's not about what we know, for none of us knows enough. It is by grace and by grace alone. It is by grace through faith. And so faith sees that man going forward for us and for our salvation. He is our Savior. Each step from that beast of burden carries the Lamb closer to our salvation. The way is paved with glory, laud, and honor because the way out was paved with his holy, precious blood. Each step from that man of sorrow sunk him deeper and deeper into hell, until finally he hits the bottom, rejected, forsaken by God himself, bearing the weight of our sins, dying our death. To satisfy the wrath of Almighty God's vengeance, he knew as he was going into Jerusalem, he is about the only one who knew full well all that it entailed. And yet his love for you would not let him turn that colt around. Uncomplaining, he willingly goes forward to fulfill all the prophecies, types, and shadows. He goes to fulfill the scriptures. He goes to be your Savior over sin, death, and hell. He goes to set you free so that his victory might be your victory forever. It's love. It's gracious love. What else can it be but that? And our hearts melt. Our works are all gone. We have nothing to give to him. And yet he turns and gives everything to us. So this week is our week. It truly is the most important week of 2016 for you. That is no exaggeration. Let this week be holy for you. Celebrate the history of your salvation. Remember the facts, but also celebrate the present realities. You know the ending to the story. You're not in the dark. You know Christ has died, and yet now he lives. We will not forget the resurrection. We will not forget Easter. We cannot. Our joys, our sins are gone. God's wrath is gone. Hell is gone. And so tears of sorrow are always mixed with tears of joy. We know he lives and he is with us always to the end of the ages so that we might live with him forever. It's because of Christ. It's because of his cross. It's because he is our King. And so today we carry palm branches. Today we process, not into the earthly city of Jerusalem, but we process into the heavenly sanctuary as a glorious triumphant parade. And our King is still with us, still gentle and humble in heart. So our voices join the countless saints and angels of every tribe, language, nation, and people. Our palm branches wave with theirs as we joyfully sing, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. No longer does he come to us riding on a humble donkey, but he comes to us riding on humble bread and wine. Here is your King. Here is your joy. And so we carry palm branches because here is our victory forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.